to Saturday's game. A lot of discussion and talk about GAA Plus. It's been in the political world, it's been in the Dáil, it's been in Kerry County Council, looking for the GAA to move things to free to air. But one club, not the only one, but one club and organisation that has responded by getting people together to watch the games and providing a place for them to watch it is St Sennans GAA Club. And Robbie Larkin is their PRO and he's with me on the line. Robbie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary.
Thanks for joining me on the programme. Tell me, when did you start this? When did this all first happen?
I suppose we've been talking about it for the last, I suppose, number of months, and then I suppose before we knew it, GAA season was on top of us. And I suppose the first game we showed, I think it was the Munster final, Kerry versus Cork. I think we had two guys there in the club. Jolly Fawn rang me on a Friday evening saying, I have the TV ready with the help of Johnny Hannon, who set up everything for us, and that we're ready to go on Sunday. So we put the notification out that we'd be showing the match. I think we got maybe 10, 15 people showed up. So that was the first game. And based on the success of that, then we followed on for the next game, which was the Donegal game. And again, with similar numbers, which was great. And well, the Kildare game wasn't on TV. And we showed it last weekend, and we'll go again this Saturday. Where on this Saturday, we're going to show two games. DJ Kelly will be opening the door at 3 o'clock. So anyone that wants to watch the Cork game can come down earlier and be followed on by the Kerry game.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you actually started it, and it wasn't so much about GAA Plus. It was a social occasion to get people together to watch games, communally, like a watch party, as they call it in modern parlance, Robbie. But you got them people together, regardless of GAA Plus or not, that you wanted to provide this opportunity for people to watch the game as a communal event.
Yes, it was nothing to do with GAA Plus. It was more to do with, could we, as a football club, help the community in any way? And I suppose we had different things initially, like we walkways. We're doing a new development at the moment that we'll be fundraising for to help age-friendly parking and wheelchair access. But this is just another thing we're doing. So allow people that couldn't go to the games for whatever reason, maybe they don't want to go to a pub or anywhere else, to come down with a few friends, and just watch the match in the clubhouse.
Yeah, brilliant. And what's the reaction been like, Robbie?
The reaction is very good. I suppose the last few games we've shown have been local, have been on in Killarney. I suppose we expect bigger numbers on this Saturday, as it's going to be a Dublin game obviously. We expect more people to come down to the clubhouse. It's an early initiative. I expect numbers to get stronger as we go along, but it's been very positive. At the moment, a few other places do it as well.
Yeah.
But, we expect it to be a crowd there this Saturday with both games and plus the fact that the game's on in Dublin. It's more of a social event for people to come, watch the match, watch it with friends, neighbours. It's just an opportunity for people to get out as well.
Yeah, it is. And look, that's important as well. And that idea, look, of if it's someone living alone, it may not be, or it may be people who are living alone. They might be able to watch the game. Maybe they even have GAA Plus or not, or it's free to air. But they're watching the match. And then if you've no one to talk to about the match afterwards or react at the same time, it's an important social occasion for people to be talking, to be asking, to be giving that reaction to the communal event. Very important. So you're providing that opportunity for people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, look, I suppose we know we're not from the community. We're a rural club in North Kerry. There is no real village centre point in the community. So we know that we depend on the community to, I suppose, help us in the club. But also we know that we have a duty to the community, and the community needs are stronger because of the club.
Yeah.
So anything we can do for the community in any way will help the club and help the community. So, as I say, we've developed a walkway around the pitch. We've done a few other things, like the clubhouse available for birthdays. We have a community gym. The recent graduation from Drumclough School, our local school, they all went up there afterwards. So we provide a focal point for the community, and it's just another initiative that we're trying to develop within the club.
Yeah, yeah. You're meeting an unmet need, I suppose, in providing that vital social link in the community and using the GAA Club to be the centre of all of that across every kind of thing, sport, education, the whole lot.
Yes, because I suppose if you're familiar with our area, it's the school's in one part of the area, we have two churches in another part, the club's in a different part, the shop's in another, is in another part, so it's a bit scattered. So I suppose the clubhouse, or the club, is the centre.
Is that focal point? Okay.
Yeah,
all
we're
right.
trying to develop it. It is the centre point. Obviously, we're a GA club first, but the GA club is not in our community, so I suppose... The stronger the GA club, the stronger the community, and vice versa.
Yeah, and Robbie, that's something the government have been talking about on the social side of it, from services into rural communities, that would be one of the models going forward, particularly the time of storms, severe weather, power outages, that the GA club could be funded, get government support to be that centre for people in times of trouble, but also that it serves that community need. So you're kind of already doing it, but it's something the government are paying attention to, which would be a positive from your point of view.
Well, I wouldn't say we're leading the charge in it, but I suppose a lot of our clubs like us. But we do recognise that these things have to be done and someone has to do them. We have a club with great volunteers, and like, we are all volunteers, and people giving up their time tomorrow to open up for the day. But
yeah,
I suppose it's all part of being part of the community.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly is. So, yeah, Robbie Wilson, go on.
If the government are happy to support us, we're happy to do further events and further, I suppose, initiatives. But look, we'll, with or without government support, we'll continue to help the community, grow the community and grow the football club.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. Well, listen, look, Robbie, thanks a million for explaining how it all came about and how it's going, and well done again. Thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning about it. That's Robbie Larkin there, PRO of St. Senan's GAA Club, talking about that initiative they started for the Munster final, just providing a TV, a communal space for people to watch the game together. And obviously there's a need as well with the whole behind the paywall thing, but even from that point of view, providing that social side, which is very important in rural community. What's your view on that? Get in touch with us. And this is something the government have been talking about in terms of providing a place with toilets, showers, power sources in storm affected times as well, that may be a model they're further pushing down, and that you use that sporting centre, and it doesn't have to be just a GAA club, it can be a soccer club, it can be a rugby club, that those would become focal points for support for people for social occasions on a community level for the social good. I'd love to hear your view on that. I know Laura Compon Community Development do put on the game as well. For people in the area, they've been doing that for a while too, so maybe other clubs will follow on from it. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us. What do you think of that idea? We want to hear from you on the programme. 066 712 3666, the number to call us on. You can text or WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. Keep your comments and views coming in. We've more on the way after we take these.